Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
It gives me tremendous pleasure to welcome into studio for the first time in almost 2.5 years a live guest in studio on the Morning Mayhem, Jonty Kantor, who is the Community Relationship Manager at Pick and Pay Norwood, Pick and Pay Hyper Norwood Mall. Welcome. How are you?
I'm good, and you, Kathy? Thank you for having me.
Oh, such a pleasure, Jonty. So, Jonty, I want to talk about Pick and Pay. And firstly, I want to talk about what happened with the Pick and Pay prices. You called me a week ago, and you said to me, do you remember that call?
I do.
Yes. It was preceded by a WhatsApp message saying, are you up? This was at about 6:30 in the morning, somewhere around there. Yes, of course I'm up. And you said, look, everything's changed. We were getting lots of complaints. You know what? I don't have to tell the story. You tell the story. It's your story to tell.
So a lot of our customers were coming to us and saying to us like how expensive Pesach was. And they were pointing out certain prices of things that they, you know, would like it to be cheaper, you know, just to make it easier. So Michael, the general manager, and myself, we got together with the commercial team and we did what we needed to do and we got the prices dropped to make it easier for our customers.
But not only that, you're quite sneaky about it. And I'm going to share this, is that you sent your buyers out on a reconnaissance mission to all the other stores, not Pick and Pay stores. We're talking about competitors to go and see what they were selling certain items at, and you came in cheaper. How does that work?
Well, it's about, you know, the different profit and loss, like as with, you know, our products. And, you know, there's expectations of what the company is going to generate over different seasons. What happened was is that they went out and we thought that our prices were going to be the standard. When they saw that the prices were better, the commercial team went and decided to reduce the prices and some of it even down to cost so that we could give a better sell to our community.
Yeah.
You know, the thing is, Pesach for us is not about generating money. Pesach is about giving to the community and making sure that the community has a viable Pesach.
Well, listen, I think that that's notable. Both in what you're saying and in your actions. I mean, one of the things that Pick and Pay has done every single year, I think we've done it now for the past, as Chai FM, you know, your Pesach partner, media partner, you know, Pick and Pay comes to us and says, look, we want to identify this many people in the community who all need assistance, financial assistance, right? And every year you and I get in the car and we actually go and deliver the gift cards because it is done anonymously. It's only Jonty and I who know who the recipients are. And I think it's Suzanne Ackerman.
Yes.
So Suzanne Ackerman, they actually put in private money. This isn't even the corporate, is that correct?
Correct.
They put in their own private money and each of these individuals gets a gift card. Of how much are we doing this year, John?
We're doing 1,000 rand apiece.
We're doing 1,000 rand. And how many people are we doing?
10.
We're doing 10 people. So 10 people who need financial assistance with food are each going to receive a 1,000 rand gift card to use at Norwood Hyper, which I just think is amazing. You've also got some competitions happening.
Yeah, no, people love competitions. So the one of them that we have is a general merchandising hamper, which is a little mini oven, a blender set, and various other items but to the value of 2,500 rand. As well as we also have a hamper for Pesach items with Pesach goods to the value of 2,500 rand.
So how do we enter those?
So on the one competition, you just need to, for the general merchandise, the people need to buy a butchery item, put their slip with their name and number in the box by the customer service desk. And then the Pesach hamper, they put their name and number on a slip after just purchasing one of the kosher for Passover items from L16.
Okay. What happens with your specials, Jonty? So, for example, I think it was last week or the week before, I can't remember, you had chickens, frozen chickens for $79.99. And I know people who have restaurants who were coming, who wanted to buy crates of these chickens from you, right, the frozen chickens. Are those chickens already Pesach?
Yes.
So they're already Pesach, and there's a good chance that you might have those specials also. You know, tell us some of your specials. Tell us some of your real amazing specials. And are any appliances on special?
No, absolutely, Kathy. Just one of the specials, we had Nescafe Classic, because everyone loves a good cup of coffee over Pesach.
Yes.
That was advertised at R89.99. Our commercial team got involved again, and we've since dropped that to R79.99.
Dropped it $10.
Yes, to make it better.
That's cheaper than we can buy it on regularly. That's
absolutely.
That's amazing. Okay.
Yeah.
What else you got? I'm liking this. Mukundi, what do you think? Yeah.
And then we've got the awesome consomme, which is always a favorite, and yes, that's going at R86.99, as well as the Pick and Pay branded fruit juice, the mango and orange.
Yes. You know what? We buy in Pesach time, we buy for the whole year.
Yeah. So likewise.
So you've got the mango, and how much are those?
Those are R22.99 when you swipe your Smart Shopper card.
And if you don't swipe your Smart Shopper card, then you're not smart.
Exactly. No, the Smart Shopper card's a great campaign. It just helps you save money. There's points. There's, you know, there's money that you get back. And it's just really good.
Okay. What else is Pick and Pay doing for the community for Pesach?
So for community, well, one our biggest campaign is that with the Chevra Kedisha. We're helping them to try raise money. So we have a collection point in our store for people to buy products and donate to them. We've also set up QR codes on our shelves and on posters around the store. So if people come in and they don't want to give buy items, they can scan the QR code and donate money straight to the Chev. You know, over and above this, we've also donated 50,000 rand worth of stock to the Chevra Kedisha Pesach food.
Amazing. So people are receiving assistance from the Chev. They get their kosher pack, you know, with their food hamper for Pesach. That's amazing. That's really commendable. You guys really Pick and Pay, I think, as a chain, as a brand, do incredible, incredible work. And most of the work that you do in communities, not just the Jewish community, but across the board, I don't think that we make it known enough. And I think that we should. You know, I mean, most of your stuff, your work that you do, you kind of do under the radar, and I'm not sure that I agree with that. I think when you're doing good work, people should know it.
I hear you. But the idea behind that is that, I mean, a lot of the work that we do is because we love our community, and we do it for the community, you know, not to promote our name.
Yeah. Got it. Karen Wang, and she says, on my way. Thank you, Jonty. And Carol Z says, thank you, Pick and Pay. You have made my spirits soar. Absolutely. There's nothing like coffee that is cheaper at Pick and Pay for Pesach than it is at any other time of the year. And yeah, John, you're welcome to stay until then. We've got some other interviews, but what do you want to leave us with as an idea?
You know, just Pesach is a difficult time for all around, and I think that on this time of year we should open up our hearts. And we as a community should pull together and help those that are in need. And I think the best thing that we ever do in life is when we're helping others.
Exactly, giving charity. Yes. Absolutely. I think it's beautiful, beautiful philosophy.